You're listening to the Table Talk podcast, brought to you by the team at Food Matters. This episode has been produced in partnership with Gelita. Now, picture the scene. It's the League of Legends 2019 World Championships. 36 cities hosting a five-week tournament watched by 44 million people. The top player, Sang-Hyuk Lee, wins over $800,000. It's safe to say that esports is no longer a niche market. Esports is estimated to be worth over $1 billion, and these players need to be at their mental and physical peak to be successful. To get to that peak, they're using nutritional supplements. Now, joining me to discuss this in this fascinating new area of nutrition are Ollie Weingarten, founder and CEO of London United. Hello, Ollie.
Hello, Stefan.
Francisca Dolla, product and account manager, health and nutrition at Gelita. Hello, Francisca.
Hello, Stefan.
And Daniel Herman, founder of Biosynergy. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Steph.
Now, we'll start off with Ollie. Now, Ollie, what's your e-game of choice?
My e-sport of choice. We should get away from e-gaming because e-sports... E-sports is competitive gaming. And yeah. I compete with my 7-year-old regularly at FIFA, but in a very controlled environment. But from a work perspective, we're across League of Legends, Fortnite, Valorant, and FIFA.
So quite a broad range. Now, I actually avoid esports because I know that the moment I delve into it, that will be my life over and nothing else will be important. Now, but that for you, that's a big deal, isn't it? It's a big thing. London United works at transforming grassroots players into professionals. What are the physical and mental hurdles that gamers can face?
Well, I actually think you've raised a really interesting point, which is that there's this perception that if you start gaming, you're going to continue to game. And what we are trying to say is the stigma attached to gaming does not exist anymore. You can have a career in gaming, you can work at an esports org, you can be a professional gamer. But what you have to do to be successful is look after yourselves like a professional athlete, basically. Nutrition and wellness and exercise and physical health and mental health and what you're putting in your body are as important for you to have a successful career in esports as it would be in a traditional sport. And I think there's traditionally been a lack of education around that. And the stereotypical gamer, and I hate to say it, has been the overweight, spotty teenager in his bedroom. But you started at the outset talking about the success of League of Legends and the prize funds. And I can tell you that the people competing for these premium rosters in the high-profile organizations are athletes in the true sense of athlete.
And what sort of issues can they face? I mean, I'm assuming because we're looking at screens and we're dealing with hands-on kit, is it RSI? Is it problems with vision? Is it headaches? What are the sort of things that you might come across?
Well, let's be honest, I haven't come across it yet because we've been giving grassroots gamers the path to pro opportunity and we've just actually signed a few premium rosters, but we are talking about 16 to 19-year-olds that are playing for us. So they haven't yet, thankfully, experienced the injuries that you might associate with a longer career. But absolutely, actually, the career of a gamer is pretty short for some of the reasons you mentioned. They may get headaches, they may get injuries, RSI, as you say. And actually, a lot of the training they can do is about strengthening their body in particular to try and lengthen their career.
Okay. So, Daniel, now Biosynergy develop supplements for esports stars. How can supplements enhance their performance?
I think, you know, we don't just obviously do it for esports. I think, a bit like Oliver said, you know, people that are, you know, performing at any level, and particularly at a very high level, can all benefit from, you know, a healthier and more balanced lifestyle, of which supplements can play a role. You know, our background, our heritage back to 97 is with pro athletes, you know, Premier League footballers, professional rugby players, Olympic athletes and so on, still to this day, as well as recreational athletes. The same applies to those in esports. And I think, as Oliver said, to excel at anything, you've got to be the best that you can be. And obviously, you know, committing to practice, whichever your sport may be, you know, online, offline, in a field, is absolutely important. But also to ensure that you're always as close to 100% as possible is about looking at a more holistic point of view, which takes into account, you know, your diet, exercise, and nutrition. And this is where supplementation can play a role, whether it's things like, you know, protein-based collagens to help with muscle and tissue recovery. And also, you know, what we've seen is a big demand for nootropic products, which obviously help with brain and cognitive function.
Can you explain what they are for us?
So nootropics, you know, is a very broad church, but typically things like adaptogens, natural ingredients, B vitamins, ginseng, obviously caffeine has got a lot of great research about it. And then key micronutrients and vitamins, all of which play a role within the body to keep you feeling 100% and keeping you, your mind as sharp as it can be. And obviously, you know, eye health, brain health, etc., all of these obviously within esports, you know, rapid reaction times, looking at my son playing, is also very important. And this is where, you know, that more holistic approach becomes even more important. You know, the idea of esport athletes not being athletes, I think, is incorrect. I think all of them, if you look at KSI, who we worked with some time ago, and he went from couch to, you know, boxing fit, is a testament to the commitment that these guys have to their fitness and the importance that it plays in gaming.
Mm. And what's your game of choice?
My game of choice is watching my son play FIFA. I don't get involved. I'm far too old for I've got two left hands, I think.
Now, Francesca, what about you? Are you into esports?
Well, I like to watch it, and I have a lot of friends being very active in esports. Honestly, I'm more playing tabletop. So,
excellent. Now, but what makes esports an important market for supplement manufacturers like Gelita?
As you mentioned before, the esports market is booming, and manufacturers of functional foods and also nutritional supplements can tap into a new audience here. And for Gelita especially, it's a great opportunity to show the benefits of collagen peptides in the esports nutrition, and also to support the individual lifestyle needs in this sport discipline.
And what are the best formats for products for esports people?
You know, the nice thing about collagen is that collagen peptides are versatile applicable. They can be the base for any high protein concept in esports nutrition, starting, for example, from bars to RTDs to shots, sachets, but also gummies and functional foods are possible to formulate with collagen peptides. And all these formats need to be convenient for the gamers, and they need to fit into their daily routine. And all these formats are possible with bioactive collagen peptides because they deliver benefits at a relatively low and safe daily dose, which is usually between 2.5 and 15 grams per day. And this is crucial for successful finished products and also for the consumer's compliance in the end. But it's also important to note here that not all collagen peptides are created equally, and that they don't share the same scientific substantiation and credibility, and that also gamers need to have a look at which collagen they choose.
So with lots of different formats and products in the market, how should esports athletes choose the right product for them? Is it about ease of how you take them, or is it about something special in the product itself?
I mean, from my point of view, as a brand owner as well, rather than just we actually do use Gelita in some of our products. I think it's about the quality and efficacy of the ingredient. As was said, you know, there is vast differences between different raw materials, and the consumer doesn't always know this. So I think that we should take responsibility as brand owners and also manufacturers to source the best raw materials that are the most efficacious and the most sustainable and have the most research-backed data available. You know, hopefully customers gravitate towards the quality because that's going to give them the best results. And again, not being an expert in the field, but if you spoke to a gamer, there's probably joysticks and joysticks when they're playing and competing in a sport. And you can probably get joysticks for $9.99, which will do a job. But I'm pretty sure most professional gamers, maybe Oliver wants to jump in, will probably go...
Well, I was just going to say, you're showing your age talking about joysticks, Daniel. But I think your point is well made that keyboards and mice and even PCs, etc. And even today we've been having a chat with a company around lighting of PCs. Yes, there are products that can differentiate and probably make that marginal gain difference, which is exactly what I think Daniel's alluding to. And I think when we talk about the collagen products and peptides, and I think we as a consumer are reliant on the brand that we want to work with. And why do we work with that brand? Because what they stand for and the gains and the products, then having the best ingredients. So I think we are a step removed. I think there's a lot of messaging out there that the industry will see, and it has to translate across to the products that we buy off the shelf. And there has to be a recognition that the reason we're buying it is because of what it stands for, and it will make those gains, which sometimes aren't so obvious.
I love your joystick slap down there. That's beautifully done.
About the Atari, obviously.
Old school. And now, Daniel, I believe you got interested in supplements because when you were younger, you dreamed of being on Gladiators. Is that right?
Yeah. So, I was always the fat kid at school that was hiding when games were on or when PE was on or faking doctor's notes. And then... at university, I ended up living with some very tough northern guys who were not very impressed with my lack of physicality. I ended up going to the gym and making my own protein shakes out of raw eggs and Horlicks at the time. I was lacking a goal, and then Gladiators came on TV, and I thought, wouldn't mind getting on there as a contender. Really, out of that, I went down this kind of rabbit hole. They were very different back then. It was very bodybuilding focused. And I think...
Yeah. What can we learn from that about the benefits of things like collagen peptides for gamers and esports athletes? Or is it back to the same thing that it's the same thing for both?
You know, if you want to be the best or the healthiest, you've got to put everything in place that you can do. Obviously, there's going to be things that you can't affect. But where you can make changes and make introductions of things into your lifestyle, whether it's drinking more water, taking collagen-based products, or exercising more, or spending an hour doing mindfulness, all of these things contribute, which has hopefully a positive impact on your performance. And as it gets more and more competitive, I think as with normal sports, you're talking hundreds, maybe thousands of a second could be the difference between winning and losing. And just taking supplements or just eating well or just doing exercise or just being mindful in themselves are all great. But when you combine all of those things together, you've got, a really strong base for success.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, there are lots of supplements companies on the market. What's unique about BioSynergy?
I think, as I was saying, to me, it's about quality, efficacy, and the authenticity. People are kind of jumping on the bandwagon, and it's becoming more about marketing and less about the product and less about the people. And I think for us, we're very customer centric. So everything we do is based around customer need rather than what we think, so much so that we've just launched DNA and epigenetic testing to allow customers to get hyper personalized advice rather than spending money or time on things that they don't need.
And Ollie, now let's get back to this idea of what is a gamer these days, because the outdated idea is somebody a bit pale, undernourished, maybe not at the peak of their fitness. But this isn't necessarily the case anymore, is it? Do you think that the players, certainly moving towards the elite categories, are fully cognizant of the importance of health?
Absolutely. And I challenge you to find many overweight professional gamers at the moment, because each organization will have probably a physical nutrition wellness staff. They'll have a sports psychologist, they'll have a fitness coach. They operate like a traditional football club does. The best evidence actually that might make some sense to the audience is Formula One ran an esports competition, and it's now become very regular and consistent. But there was a Mercedes gamer. Oh, he won for Mercedes, and he was rather overweight. His name was Brandon Lee, and he got put on the same diet and training regime. And I use diet in the sense of nutrition diet, obviously not crash diet, as Valtteri Bottas and Lewis Hamilton. And he looks like a professional athlete. And that is the way it's going. I think for the reasons that we've gone over already, it is not.
And also, I presume that the outside reflects the inside as well.
I think so. Yes. I mean, I know myself when I train that, you know, you feel better, you immediately look better, etc. And I think that ultimately that esports, you mentioned the size of the audience and the revenues and the value that it's worth. People want a piece of it, but they recognize to be a part of it and to get their piece of it, they've got to dedicate themselves to it. And nutrition and everything we've just spoken about is incremental to achieving success.
I'd like to add here something, because esports is a sporting activity, and this was already proven by the German Sports University of Cologne, because they discovered that the amount of cortisol, and you mentioned Lewis Hamilton, so the amount of cortisol that is produced in gamers is about the same as that is found in race car drivers. And furthermore, they also discovered that the pulse rates of esport athletes sometimes are as high as 160 to 180 beats per minute. And this is equivalent to a marathon runner. And I think this is really, really impressive. So we can see, to perform at any level, especially in an esport arena, also in everyday life settings, like at home, at school, and so on, the body requires a proper fuel, and modern consumers like gamers, athletes, active people, they know that nutrition is so much more than just maintaining healthy weight and body composition. They also know more and more that it's also to improve their performance.
So, Francesca, how's Gelita looking to shape this market over the next 5 years? Because obviously, it's a huge developing market of people that maybe also didn't think so much about nutrition before they started esports. What's your approach to this going to be?
As we mentioned before, in esports, the repetitive use of a keyboard and also a controller and a mouse can cause tendon and ligament problems and also long-term joint problems. And beside neck and back problems, one issue that is often causing pain, for example, in the forearm of gamers and in the thumb, is called gamer thumb. And here the role of collagen and also Gelita comes into play, because if I can just quickly say what collagen is the most abundant protein in our body. And it is the main component of the white tissue. And the white tissue you can find in ligaments, in tendons, in the cartilage, in your bones. And this white tissue is literally what holds our body together. And Gelita will inform about the importance of the white tissue. And as you know, Gelita is number one in collagen research. So it's not a secret if I say that we are more and more also exploring new health areas, also the area of immunity, the area of endurance, and that our research into collagen peptides shows no signs of slowing down. So here we will for sure come up with science. And furthermore, we are always continuously working on new concepts and innovative solutions. And also we try to further improve the technological properties of our products, for example, to include them in bars. We have a new product which bar manufacturers can use to increase the protein content of their bars up to 60%. And of course, we will also further work together with our testimonials. So we look into the market and we look for individual and personalized solutions backed up by science for this very interesting and specific target group.
Excellent. Okay. So just one last question, but I want to ask this to each one of you. And that is, what one thing can be done in terms of nutrition to improve the performance of gamers? Ollie, but what is there one particular piece of advice that you give to the people that you work with?
Education. Mm. One word answer, education.
And I love the one word. And then give me a bit more background.
Yeah, education overall. Yeah, education overall. Because I think that, if you think like what do university students go through, they're concentrating on the degree, they probably are in esports society, but they're probably not as aware of everything else that's going on around them. I think it's more when you start your career and you see people are going to the gym at lunchtime and et cetera, and you've got all these products that are starting to maybe be seen as a fad. They don't understand what they need to do to take care of themselves. And that translates. And ultimately, the people that I've had come through my door, I've had to sit them down and say, right, this is the benefit of taking this. This is the benefit of taking that. You've got to exercise. You've got to have a regime. It's going to make you feel better, not just physically, but mentally. And once they start doing it, I mean, we've got examples because we've got a couple of our gamers that have done before and afters and got wellness plans. And one of them's worked with Daniel, for example. But they didn't understand the importance beforehand, which is why I come back to education. It's around awareness. It's around I think the brands have a responsibility as well, as much as they want to sell the product. They've got to ensure that people understand the benefits of the product and also exercising from a physical activity perspective and also mental health.
Excellent. Okay. That all makes a lot of sense. Francisca, what about you? What is the one piece of advice or what can be done in terms of nutrition to improve the performance of gamers from your point of view?
I think one of the most important things is science and also personalized products for this specific group and also for this specific sports discipline. And here we need to work together with esports athletes and also gamers to learn more about this target group and also to learn more about their needs and also to understand which benefits they can get from a supplementation, for example, with collagen.
Excellent. Okay. And finally, Daniel, what's the one thing in terms of nutrition that you really think can improve gamers' performance?
It's a hard one. I mean, I would agree with Oliver about education, but I think it's also about breaking it down as well. So there's two aspects to their performance. One is in-game performance, which might require different kind of approach that might be, you know, more stimulus based. You know, caffeine has obviously played a very big role in a lot of the products that are out there. So post game, where things such as collagen, you know, in terms of recovery, you know, improving connective tissue, etc., can play a role. And then it's also about what I call pre game, which is about the general fitness, and that, you know, goes back to the personalization piece. So for example, some people might be vitamin D deficient, and that could have a whole impact on not only their general well-being, but also their in-game performance and their post-game recovery. So to me, it's about understanding the individual, personalization. You know, when you're training for esports, there's going to be different aspects to it that you need to perfect. And I think the same applies to the nutrition. You have to look at that in a more holistic way.
And I guess, as Ollie says, Ian, it's a question of good nutrition and good principles overall, whether it's esports or you know, traditional athletics or anything. Well, thank you all so much for joining us today. It's fascinating, and it's a whole new area that I hadn't really thought of before as well. You've been listening to the Table Talk podcast, brought to you by Food Matters, and this week in partnership with Gelita. You heard from Ollie Weingarten, Franziska Doller, and Daniel Herman. If you enjoyed this episode, you might like one of our other podcasts in which we explore pretty much every aspect of the industry, from surplus food to hunger. Subscribe to get every episode freshly delivered to you on Apple, Spotify, Google, or your preferred podcasting platform. And to find out more, take a look at foodmatters.co.uk. Thanks so much for listening. You've been listening to the Tabletop Podcast, brought to you by Food Matters. Subscribe to get every episode freshly delivered on Apple, Spotify, Google, or your preferred podcasting platform. And to find out more, please visit foodmatters.co.uk.